So there's the question, why is it that when the Shliach Tzibur takes out the Sefer Torah for laning on Shabbos, they face the Tzibur when they say Shema Yisrael and the next Chod Elokeinu? Right, so why is that? If other times when we say things, I assume what he meant was other times when they say Kaddish and Kedusha, things that they're clearly, when you're saying the Kaddish or you say V'imru Amen, you're clearly trying to speak to the Tzibur and get them to participate. So why, when we say Shema Yisrael and people are repeating after you, do we try to get the Tzibur to participate by actually facing them? It's much more like Birkas Kohanim, where it's different, because there's actually a mitzvah we learn from Xeris HaKosav, they're supposed to face the Tzibur. But here, why is it that they dafka face the Tzibur, and then he didn't ask? But it's also weird, what we do is that we turn back around when we say Gadlu, so you turn back around and face the Aron Kodesh. So is there really a source for any of this? Unpleasantly surprised that this really isn't written much about in some of the usual sources that I try to look at. So I had to do a little more digging than usual, and I'm not sure that I came up with a satisfactory conclusion, but I figured I'll give it a shot. So for starters, in Maseches Sofrim, which is one of the Masechtos Ketanos, a collection of brisos that were put together in the times of the Gaonim that didn't really make it into the mainstream Shas, but a lot of halachas come from there. So in Maseches Sofrim, in Perek Yedalid, there's different editions. I saw it quoted as in Maseches Perek Yedalid Halacha Hey. I saw it quoted as Perek Yedalid Halacha Yud Tes, I think. But anyway, it's talking about that the Maftir comes and he grabs the Torah. Va'omer Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad b'ni ima va'afa am onim oso acharav v'chozer amar achad Elokeinu gadol aranino kadosh. Right? And then Echad Elokeinu Rachum Adoneinu Kadosh, Echad Elokeinu Gadol Adoneinu Kadosh V'Nora Shemo, Keneged Shlosha Avos. So in the Maseches Sofrim, it says you should say this idea three times, a little differently each time, in honor of Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov. V'yesh Omer Keneged Shalosh Kedushos, right? V'tzidkoscha Elokim Ad Marom, Asher Asisa Gedolos Elokim Mikamocha, Hashem Shimcha Le'olam, Hashem Zichrocha Le'dor V'dor, Hakol Tnu Oz Elokeinu Tnu Kavod HaTorah. And then Gadlu Lashem Iti and Ramash Mo Yachta V'Tzarech LaHagbia Esatora B'Shma Yisrael V'Elu Shlosh Yichudin U'Begadlu Lashem Iti. Okay, there's a lot there in that particular halacha, but basically you see that there is an ancient source to the fact that we say these psukim when we take out the Sefer Torah. Specifically, they used to even say a little bit more than we say, but there's specifically an inyan to say three things, and there's an inyan to say. Shema Yisrael, right, and then Echad Elokeinu, and then Gadlu. And another halacha that we'll try to come back to is you have to pick up the Torah when you say these psukim, Shema Yisrael, and the three next Echad Elokeinus, and Gadlu. Right, so those are all important ideas that are going to be played out halacha l'maisa. Now, when it comes to the Rishonim, so we do find a little of discussion of this. One of the places is going to be in the or Zeruah. There are other places in the Rishonim also that talk about it, but the Zeruah has this discussion where he writes, I'll read you the Lashon of Zeruah in Hilchos Shabbos. U'minageinu be'eretz Kenan la'achar shegomer kol ha'kaddish maschal shliach tzibur va'omer b'kol ram in kamocha v'tzibur onim achra pamayim v'yesh mekomo she'in onin achra v'rak pamachas, fine. U'la'achar shegomru in kamocha malchuscha avarachmim yad holech. So here you see that there's another guy doing psicha, chashuv a guy, umotzi sefer Torah me'aron hakodesh, and he takes out the sefer Torah from the aron, and osenes l'shlech tzibur, the achar sheyikabel sefer Torah, hanitna liyado poseach va'omer b'kol rum. Right? So the guy who gets the sefer Torah says in a loud voice, Shema Yisrael, v'onen atzibur achrav, v'shuv omer echad elokeinu, v'onen atzibur achrav, V'achar kach omer gadlu l'Hashem, v'ha'am onim romim l'Hashem elokeinu. So you see that this made it into the Rishonim exactly the way we have it. But again, it doesn't mention how a person is supposed to situate himself if he is this particular shliach tzibur. You really don't find this in the Rishonim at all. You don't find it in Maseches Sofrim. You don't find it in the Rishonim. So I think it stands to reason. It's not a tremendous chiddush to suggest that you would do it the same way as if you were Shliach Tzibur, you would do anything. That you facing the Aron Kodesh, you'd be facing Mizrach, or you'd be facing, if you're not Lav Dafka Mizrach, you'd be facing the Beis HaMikdash, wherever you are. So you, it stands to reason that the simple reading of the sources has no difference. There's no hakpada about the way the Shliach Tzibur should face. Hence, he should face the way he always faces. That's what I would have suggested off the bat. Now, in Shulchan Aruch, comes up in the weekday halachos, and that's why you don't get as clear of a picture as you do actually in the Rishonim. In Siman Kuf Lamed Dalet, the Ramah brings it, although the Beis Yosef brings it in the same place, but he doesn't write it in the Shulchan Aruch because he's busy talking about Hagba that you do before you read from the Torah. We don't do Hagba before we read from the Torah, so the Ramah says we do it afterwards. And then the Ramah brings in Avol Kishimotzian Oso, Omer Ashliach Tzibur Gadlu. When you take out the Torah, the Shliach Tzibur says Gadlu, V'hakol Omim Romamu. And the Tzibur says Romu and Avarachamim, right? And some say Allah Kol v'Cheino again b'Shabbos v'Yontif. Fine, and that's the minhag on Shabbos and Yontif that you're supposed to say those extra paragraphs. And again, we just find that he just says that the Shliach Tzibur is supposed to take the Torah and he's supposed to say Gadlu. It doesn't say what he's supposed to do in addition to that. Now, on that comment, there is the Magen Avraham in Sifkatan Dalet over here, and it's also quoted in the Mishnah Brura in Sifkatan Yud Gimel, I believe. Yes, it's quoted in the Mishnah Brura Sifkatan Yud Gimel, where the Magen Avraham writes, "Sarich lahagbia haTorah b'shah she'omer Shema Echad and Gadlu." Right, and he quotes that from the Seches Sofrim straight up, as we saw that the Magen Avraham paskins, you have to pick up the Torah when you say Shema Yisrael, Echad Elokeinu and Gadlu, and if you just to add to that idea a little bit, so if you look in the Dirshu Mishnah Brura, let's see if I can actually find it. So in the Dirshu Mishnah Brura, in number 15, on that Sifkatan in the Mishnah Brura, which is Sifkatan Yud Dalid, maybe. It's Sifkatan Yud Gimel, and it's letter 14. So in letter 14. He quotes the Chazan She'eno Magbia Sefer Torah Kishomer Gadlu Kasav Orchos Chaim. So we didn't read that from the Orchos Chaim, but you find that also. Harehu Bechlau Oresho Lo Yakim Es Divrei Torah Hazos. If you don't pick up the Sefer Torah when you say Gadlu, you're in violation of the curse in Parshas Kisavo Oresho Lo Yakim Es Divrei Torah Hazos, which is usually reserved for someone who refuses to do Hagba. But also, this is an additional curse that we throw at the guy that he's supposed to pick up the Torah. Again, zero mention of the way that a person is supposed to stand when he does it. Again, leading me to believe then that he would stand the way he always stands, which is facing the Aron Kodesh, or facing the front of the shul. However, we find some two interesting things in the Aruch HaShulchan over here. The Aruch HaShulchan in Kuf Lamed Dalet Siv Dalet, he writes that Motzin Sefer Torah Omer Ve'Even Soa, etc. Right, and then he goes V'Gadlu Omer Shliach Tzibur Kineged Ahechol. So he says specifically, when you say Gadlu, you should face the Aron Kodesh, which is what we've been saying. U'Magbia Sefer Torah Ma'at, pick up the Sefer Torah a little bit, which is what we've been saying. And then he says V'Korea, and you should bow. Now that you see sometimes. When I was growing up, we always saw that the Shliach Tzibur, when he said Gadlu, he just bowed, or he bent his knees a little bit, I guess because he didn't want to fall over holding a Sefer Torah. But you never saw anybody pick up the Sefer Torah. But we find that the halacha is you have to pick up the Sefer Torah all three times when you say Shema, Echad Elokeinu, and Gadlu. And I never heard, this is the first I'm seeing that anybody says you're supposed to bow. But nevertheless, our Aruch HaShulchan says, it could be the Aruch HaShulchan was just saying what the meaning was at the time. L'maisa, you definitely have to pick up the Sefer Torah when you say Gadlu. I always made a joke that the reason people bend their knees when they say Gadlu is maybe the shul that they were in had a low ceiling, and they know that halacha is you have to pick up the Sefer Torah. And Mela, so you want to lower yourself down so that you can pick up the Sefer Torah and not hit the ceiling. But it seems that there might be such an inyan in the Aruch HaShulchan, at least, that you're supposed to say. So the Aruch HaShulchan is the first one who says straight up, pun of Keneged Ahechol. Now, the truth is not the first one. Yesterday, I got a chance, when I was at home, to look in my Rav Yaakov Emden's Siddur. Rav Yaakov Emden says, black on white, pun of Keneged Ahechol. You should be facing the Hechol. So, again, nobody talks that. Again, it doesn't mean that nobody says it. Nobody whom I've seen discusses facing the Tzibur. And certainly nobody whom I've seen discusses turning around in the middle. Now, I didn't check all of the Minhagim books. I have it at home. I forgot to look in the Sefer Minhag Yisrael Torah. There, he's matzdik every minhag that's ever happened in the history of anything. You know, you could take it or leave it, but he really he goes out on a limb to be matzdik a lot of Minhagim. But in the Piskei Tshuvas, he doesn't really talk about switching. In other places, he doesn't really talk about switching. I could be missing an obvious source. If anybody knows of a source that I'm missing, please alert me to it. But as far as I can tell, the only thing that I saw that says that there is an inyan to face the tzibur is in the Sefer Ktzos HaShulchan. Ktzos HaShulchan, we know the author, is the great Rav Avram Chaim Noah. He's most famous, we're coming up on Pesach, so he's most famous for his shiurim. Right, he has a whole section on Shiurei Torah that you spell, how big is a Kazayas, how big is a Revius, and he did a lot of work in that area, but he was also a great posek in all areas of Torah. And he wrote the Sefer called Ktzos HaShulchan, and on the bottom there's the original Bari HaShulchan. Now everybody knows Raphael Cohen's Bari HaShulchan, which is certainly an excellent Sefer as well, but he wrote the original Ktzos HaShulchan, and on the bottom he has the Bari HaShulchan. So in the Ktzos HaShulchan, in Simon Chafei, and in the Bari HaShulchan, Sif Katan Vav, he just writes it pashtus v'haminug shashliach tzibur machzir panam ktsas lahakol kishe omer gadlu. The minug is that the shliach tzibur turns a little bit to the people when he says gadlu. Our minug is not that way. Our minug is he turns to the Aron Kodesh when he says gadlu, to fulfill the lashon of the Ivitz and the Aruch HaShulchan. So here you find at least a source that says he faces the tzibur a little bit when he says gadlu. Nevertheless, it's still a little bit of a mystery where the switching comes from, and I'll have to keep researching to try to find where that comes from. But Lamaisa, I wouldn't make a spectacle of yourself. If you're the Shliach Tzibur, just do what everybody else in the shul does. But certainly, if you're doing it, be cognizant of the idea of lifting up the Torah when you say the three psukim that we say, and recognize that this is not a brand new practice over here. This is something that dates all the way back to the times of the Tanaim. So it's a beautiful minhag that we should continue to say the psukim gadlu during the week, and the three different responsive things that we say. Also just one more nekuda, which I thought was very chashuv. Sorry, you thought you were off the hook. One more nekuda, which I thought was very beautiful, is that in the Avudram, I didn't see this in an earlier source, but it certainly could be earlier than Avudram, it says, where does it come from to say the pasuk of Gadlu Lashem Iti? So he says it comes from the fact that it comes from the pasuk in Sefer Shmuel when they were bringing the Aron Kodesh back. It says, Vayhi kitzadu nose Aron Hashem shisha tzadim. Right, they took six steps. Every six steps they took when they were returning the Aron Kodesh, and David was dancing in front of the right. That's the whole controversy with David and Michal over there. That it was Mecharker b'chol oz in front of the Aron Kodesh, and Michal wasn't so happy with him. But Lamaisa, every six steps they took, they shechted another korban, and it was a very festive time. So because every six steps they took. So we say the pasuk Gadlu Lashem Iti, which also has six psukim in it. I don't think that comes from the original Masechta Sofrim, but I did see it in Avudram, who certainly a worthy source to rely on.